to use my pointer. See this? Because today I want to talk a little bit about this beautiful image of divine mercy, since it is Divine Mercy Sunday. And they say that one of the best ways to read this image is from the top. See how much I like this thing? And to go from the top down and to kind of uncover various pieces of the message of divine mercy. I'm holding here the diary of Saint Faustina. And of course, she was the apostle of mercy. She was chosen by our Lord. She was a simple, uneducated Polish nun. And she died when she was only 33 years old. That is the year that Jesus was when Jesus died. She wrote the majority of this diary when she was on her hospital bed. She was not able to write very well, and she was also very sick, and yet the Holy Spirit was so behind this that there were no grammatical mistakes. And all of those, it's just like confirmation after confirmation that this is really of the Lord. And this happened here she says, Jesus tells her, and she records, she recounts this, "Paint an image according to the pattern you see with my signature, Jesus, I trust in you. I desire that this image be venerated, first in your chapel of the nuns, and then throughout the whole world. I promise that the soul that will venerate this image will not perish. My image is already in your soul. I desire that there be a feast of mercy the second Sunday of Easter," and then thank God, St. John Paul II does this. But anyway, let's look at this image. Here, now it's on the white wall here, but if it's on, generally you would find it on with a black background, and on top of Jesus' head is light. And that is because wherever there is Jesus, there is light. And we may say, well, there are dark places in my life or dark chapters of my story, but where Jesus is, there is light, because Jesus is the light. And his mercy is the most beautiful thing, because it brings this light into whatever darkness we deal with in our own lives, in the world, different things. So this, the very image of the light on top of our Lord, is a reminder that the light always prevails because of God's mercy. Then the eyes of Jesus, now you can't see them very well right here, but they're eyes of incredible mercy. Have you ever had somebody look into your eyes and you think to yourself, that person is looking into my soul? And that's Jesus. Jesus looks into our soul. Jesus is not some monster judge or something. He is kindness incarnate. He is love incarnate. And when Jesus looks at us, he looks at us with the gaze of love and mercy and understanding. And it's kind of like the story I told you last week of that woman whose cause for canonization is open. And when the doctor came into her hospital room and said, "You're going to die in about 2 weeks." And she looked at him and she said, "How are you today?" And the doctor said, "The way that that woman looked at me changed my life." And that's the eyes of Jesus, the eyes of mercy. Remember when Jesus picked St. Matthew in the gospel, it says that Jesus, looking at him, loved him. And when Jesus looks at you, he loves you. And that's the most incredible gift. And then you keep on going down and we see the hands of Jesus. Now, one of the hands of Jesus is giving a blessing, you know, like this. Okay? And so everything in our life that is good comes from God. Everything. God is blessing us not just once a day, but a billion times a day. Infinite an amount of times a day. The Lord is blessing us, and it's all mercy. And sometimes mercy comes in disguise. Because guess what? If you look here, the wounds of Jesus are on his hands. And so this is the risen Jesus, but his wounds are still there. But sometimes it's like the mercy of God is always bigger than the wound. And that sometimes hard things happen, and that might be God's mercy in disguise. But the good news is that God's mercy is always greater than our misery. And that's a quote right out of here. And so he's blessing us here. Even the blessings that come in disguise, he's blessing us. Okay? Then here, this other hand is on his heart. Jesus is opening his heart and saying, here, it's for you. I give you my heart to love with. I give you my heart so that I can love you and that you can love with it. And he's opening his heart. And the rays of divine mercy are coming right out of the heart. And these rays, the blue and the red, are a symbol of the sacraments, the blood of Jesus, the waters of baptism. But all of the sacraments come from the heart of Jesus, the fount of all the life-giving sacraments are right there. And they're given to us because Jesus loves us. That's the most incredible thing. And it's all from his side. And then you keep on going down the image. And you see that he's walking towards you. As you look at the image. That mercy doesn't just wait for us to go to it. Mercy comes to us in the perfect incarnation of mercy, which is Jesus. Mercy comes to us in the gospel today. Jesus goes even through a closed door, and that Jesus comes to us with his mercies. And it's incredible what happens. I meant to tell you one more thing about up here. There's a spark right here out of the heart of Jesus. And that's because in the diary, Jesus says to St. Faustina and to all of us, my mercy is like a spark. And a spark is pretty wild because it can light a whole bunch on fire. And if you've ever seen the play Les Miserables, the whole story starts with one man's act of mercy. The bishop, at the very beginning of that whole thing, shows a work of mercy. That one thing becomes a spark that unleashes the whole story of grace. All because that bishop did one act of mercy. Sometimes one person going to confession right here, that one confession is a spark that changes their whole life and reorients them towards heaven. Mercy is like that, and it comes walking towards us. Now, look at the bottom. Jesus, I trust in you. And we may think, well, what does trust have to do with mercy? Well, the mercy is God coming to us. Trust is our answer, you see? And so God comes to us with all of his mercy, all of these sacraments, all of this stuff, and the many mercies that we have every single day. And Jesus says, what are you going to do with it? And our answer is, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. She wrote most of this stuff, St. Faustina, when things weren't going well for her. The vast majority of this was written on her sickbed, when life was difficult. But she still saw God's mercy everywhere. And she submitted to it with a loving trust that, yes, Lord, your glory, your will be done in and through all of this mess. Your mercy is greater than my misery. Your mercy is so much greater than everything. And Lord, I trust in you. I trust in your plan for my life. I trust in your plan for my convent. I trust in your plan for the church. I trust in your plan for the world. I trust. Knowing that your mercies are showering me every single day. And that our job is only to lovingly submit. This is the most beautiful image. This is now one of the most I think this is probably a more popular image of Jesus than the Good Shepherd even. And the will of the Lord truly happened. He said, I want this image around the whole world. Now, she talks a lot about confession in here. And I just have one quick thing to say about that. The confessional right here is like a tomb. When you go to confession, you take your sins and you bury them in the tomb. And then you walk out a new creation. You walk out with a new risen life from Jesus. Some people say they don't go to confession because they don't need it. And that's a bunch of baloney. Because your soul needs it. Jesus gave us the sacrament, and we heard about how that happened in our gospel today when Jesus took his first priest and instituted the sacrament. And for us to not go to confession is to say, Lord, thanks for your mercy, but I don't need it. And that's not true. We need it. Our souls need it. Our families need it. Our church needs it. The lines to confession should be as long as the lines to communion. And if you haven't been for a while, I submit to you, I invite you, please return to the confessional. Return to the mercy of Jesus. He's walking towards you. We must walk to him too. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.